Clyde Pilkinen here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. What if Father's greatest blessings come through trials? What if our most extreme disappointments or the severest achings of our hearts are really the road to God's greatest treasures? Well, Calvary's surely true of that, isn't it? The worst event of human history, and yet the greatest blessings flow from there. In fact, what if all the trials of life are actually God's mercies in disguise? What if they are all means of His hidden purpose to enrich us for all eternity? Actually, this is what our loving Father has taught us in His Word. God is actively at work in us in every circumstance of life, even in those circumstances of life that we may most dread. Don't be discouraged. Don't fret. Trust Him there. Rest fully and completely in His work. 1 Corinthians 4:17, Paul says, "For our light affliction and transitory burden of suffering is achieving for us a preponderating, yes, a vastly preponderating and eternal weight of glory." And Romans chapter 8, verse 18, "For I count that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." God, who works all things after the counsel of His own will, finds no challenge at all with the circumstances and details of life, not even the really hard ones. Nothing poses obstacles to Him. After all, He is the Almighty God. Is His word on this subject not enough for us? Oh, that you and I could just see by faith how much God loves us, exceedingly and unconditionally, and just see how smart Father really is, and that He knows best, that He always knows best, and that there's nothing, absolutely nothing, that comes our way that is not His instrument of work in our lives for our ultimate good. Others may mean it for evil, but God brings it into our life for good. Even the greatest trials of your life are actually His mercies in disguise. Regardless of what comes your way, your Father is working them together for good. They are all but a part of His grandly wise synergistic plan. After all, He is the master workman, and we're His masterpieces. Little wonder Paul wrote in Romans chapter 5, verse 3, "We glory in tribulations." Now a little music for your edification and enjoyment. Here is Laura Story singing "Blessings."
We pray for blessings, we pray for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for Your mighty hand to ease our suffering. And all the while, You hear each spoken need. Yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if Your blessings come through raindrops? What if Your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know You're near? What if trials of this life are Your mercies in disguise? pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. And we cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise from your word is not enough. And all the while you hear each desperate plea, and long that we'd have faith to believe. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? And what if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? And what if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? When friends betray us, when darkness seems to win, we know the pain reminds this heart that this is not life, the rain, the storms, the hardest nights, all your mercies in disguise.